So what benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness. We know this because they see the Lord in glory. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. And Hebrews chapter 12 says that without holiness we will not see the Lord. 1 John 3 says what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when we see him we shall be like him, because we will see him as he is. And therefore is implied that in order to see him as he is, you have to be conformed to his holiness. And then it follows that up in 1 John 3 by saying, he who hopes thus purifies himself, even as he is pure. If your great desire is to see the Lord Jesus, then not only are you confident that you'll be made holy in the moment that you die, but you also enjoy the prospect of seeing the Lord Jesus in part by pursuing purity of mind, heart, speech, action, pursuing the holiness without which you'll not see the Lord. So as you pursue peace with all men here, to go back to the Hebrews 12 passage, it's pursue peace with all men and the holiness without which you won't see the Lord. One of the things that you do in your life is you love others well, and it makes seeing them more pleasant to you, because you have a clear conscience towards them, and it improves your relation with them. Sometimes you can't have peace with someone. You know, Romans 12 says, if at all possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone, which means sometimes it's not possible, and often there's nothing that you could do to have peace with them. But then you also think of the Lord Jesus and seeing him, and that which is necessary to have a peaceful encounter with him is that you would be holy. So you pursue holiness, and then you have this wonderful truth that if to be absent with the body is to be present, absent from the body is to be present from Christ. If he who takes you by the hand and guides you by your counsel, by his counsel in this life, as Psalm 73 says, will then receive you into glory, as Psalm 73 follows that up with, then you know that he will have made you perfectly holy. So the souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness, and do immediately pass into glory. There's no interruption in walking with the Lord. There's just a perfecting of it. The less you know Christ and think of him and live for him and have fellowship with him in this life, the stranger heaven would be for you. One of the things that 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, as we have been studying them in the Thessalonians portions the last few weeks, has been saying is that one of our great comforts, or our great comfort, is that we are always with Christ. We're with him already in this life, and that will not be interrupted either at death or at the resurrection, obviously. But each of those events accelerated. We'll be with him more at our death by our souls immediately passing into glory, and all the more when our bodies are resurrected in order to be physically with him, body and soul, forever. So in their bodies, being still united to Christ, the believers fall asleep in the Lord. That body is still the believers, and it is still Christ's. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. You are to glorify God with your body. The Lord doesn't abandon your body at your death. He doesn't do as many people foolishly do. He doesn't say, oh, that's not them anymore. Our bodies are still precious to him, and our self-same bodies will be raised. It is sown into the ground, corruptible, perishable, like a seed. It comes out of the ground. You know, you don't dig a seed up out of the ground when it's time to harvest. And when the Lord harvests us, as it were, he brings out of the ground something far different than went in, but something that came from. what went in. That's one of the reasons we treat our bodies with such respect at the end of this life, at burial. Like Abram, who didn't care to own a square inch of Canaan until his wife died. And then he wanted a place for her body, because she was not done with it yet. And so we respect the body, and we do that because the Lord respects the body. Jesus is the first fruits. Those whose bodies are lost, who die in such a way that we cannot bury them, that body is lost to us. It's not lost to God. And so whatever sort of grave they end up with, whether the grave is the ocean or the air, God does not find it challenging to retrieve from their substance, to make their resurrection body. And the way that Scripture describes what happens to the body, although physically there is corruption and decay, yet because he who is going to raise it glorious is not hindered by the corruption and the decay, the Scripture calls it rest, falling asleep in the Lord, resting in the grave. So the souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness, and do immediately pass into glory, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves until the resurrection, or till the resurrection. Very, very simple. There are many, many believers who are confused on one or more of those points. But if you would just remember the catechism question, then you would be able, by that answer, to synthesize the teaching of all of those passages to which we have just referred. And I hope it's a great comfort to you to think about what will happen to your soul at the time that you die, and what will happen to your body at the time that Christ returns. If you want it to be more of a comfort to you, then pursue holiness with your life, and you will find it very comforting that you will be perfected in holiness at its end. And if you want it to be more comforting to you, then pursue fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Set your mind and heart continually upon him, and walk in receipt of his love, and in love back to him, in service of him, and honoring him. And then the idea of having that fellowship strengthened by your departure from this world will be to you wonderful, because it will be to you the infinite amplification of the sweetest thing that you had in your life in this world, as you have it infinitely better in the next.